Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 4 until 7, and again at St. Peter's Lutheran Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Peter's Lutheran Church, the Muscadet Library, Pine Valley Community Village, or the Riverdale Food Pantry. Maxine Patch is survived by 4 children: Jim and Debbie Patch of Muscadet, Tom and Kiyoung Patch of Denver, Colorado, Sue and Scott Oshner, and Linda Patch and Brian Wolf, all of Muscadet. 9 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51, died Sunday at Gunderson Baskerville Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Survivors of Jackie Durst include 4 children: Leah Holler, Tiffany Duncan, Stephanie Duncan, and R.J. Duncan, all of Richland Center. Her mother, June and Rick Zogbon of Lone Rock; sister, Kim and Troy Hatfield of Lone Rock; a brother, Stephen Durst of Livingston; 10 grandchildren, a great-grandson, ex-husband and best friend Randy Duncan, 2 nephews and a niece. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died November 12th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show for Dauber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dobson is survived by his daughter, Geraldine and Dave Bartnick of Lodi, a son, Bob Dobson of Muscadet, a granddaughter, a brother, Daniel and Joan Dobson, nieces and nephews, and friends. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday, November 29th at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. Burial will be held Saturday, November 30th at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday, November 29th from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River, died Saturday after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 30th from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Julie Hamilton is survived by her husband, Larry of Blue River, 2 children, Weston and Danny Winkers of Nelson, Nebraska, and Leah and Devin Walrack of Mineral Point, 2 stepchildren, Laura and Tori Wetter, and Corey and Katie Hamilton, all of Baskerville, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55 of Blue River. Mary Barbara Schnurr, age 88, died Sunday. Private family services will be held at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Mary Schnurr is survived by 4 children: Nancy Schnurr, Stephen and Barb Schnurr, Rick Schnurr, and Sue Schnurr; 3 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and friends. Mary Barbara Schnurr, age 88. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to NextGen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Cradwell is survived by her husband of over 47 years, Charlie, four children, Rachel and Bill Wolf of Evansville, Colin and Melissa Stiles of Reedstown, Gretchen Cradwell Jones and Justin of Dubuque, Iowa, and Nolan of Highland, five grandchildren, two brothers, Marty and Nancy, and Brad Gunlock, sister-in-law, Mary Jo Gunlock, Cradwell in-laws, Jim, Joni, Gary, Susie and Gary Farrell, and Brian and Carol. Also many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland.